Wednesday, August 6th, Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. The first reading from Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, and 13 and 14. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was bright as snow, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire, with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. Haydock Commentary. The Son is born of the Father, and the Holy Ghost proceeds from both, yet all three are co-eternal. The Father is sometimes portrayed as the ancient sitting upon a throne, though he be a pure spirit. His throne resembles that seen by Ezekiel in chapter 1. He takes cognizance of all and punishes accordingly. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. St. Thomas Aquinas says, the angels are very numerous, particularly the highest, styled assistants. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The eternal dominion of Christ could not be expressed in stronger terms. He seems to allude to them in Matthew 28:18. The second reading from the second letter of St. Peter, chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Haydock Commentary. We have not followed artificial fables invented to promote our doctrine. I, with others, were eyewitnesses of his glory on Mount Tabor. And we have the surer word of prophecy to make our testimonies and preaching of Christ more firm. The revelations of God made to the prophets and contained in the Holy Scriptures give us of all others the greatest assurance. Though the mysteries in themselves remain obscure and incomprehensible, the motive of our belief is divine authority. If our testimony be suspicious, we have what you will certainly allow, the testimony of the prophets. Attend then to the prophets as to a lamp that illumines a dark place, till the bright day of a more lively faith begins to illumine you, and the day star arises in your hearts, till this faith, which is like the day star, gives you a perfect knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is by the divine oracles you will acquire this knowledge, provided you read them with proper dispositions. The Gospel from Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up a mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen Son, listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. Haydock Commentary. Since Christ has ascended the mountain, both to pray and to be transfigured, all of us who hope for the fruit of his resurrection and long to see the King in his glory must dwell in heaven by our thoughts and apply our minds to continual prayer. So says Venerable Bede. Moses and Elijah, by ministering to our Lord in his glory, showed him to be the Lord of both the Old and New Testament. The disciples also, upon seeing the glory of their fellow creatures, would be filled with admiration at the condescension of their divine master, and considering the delights of future happiness, be stirred up to a holy emulation of those who had labored before them, and be fortified in their ensuing conflicts. For nothing so much lightens the present labor as the consideration of the future recompense. So says St. Cyril. It is not good, O Peter, for Christ to remain always. Should he have remained there, the promise he had made thee would never have been fulfilled. Thou wouldst never have obtained the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and the reign of death would not have been destroyed. Seek not for joys before the time, as Adam sought to be made like God. The time will come when thou shalt for eternity behold him, and reign with him who is life and light. So says St. Damasus. Again, Damasus, the Lord does appoint thee the builder, not of tabernacles, but of his whole church. Thy disciples, thy sheep, have fulfilled thy desire by erecting tabernacles for Christ and his faithful servants. These words of St. Peter, "Let us make tabernacles," were not spoken of himself, but by the prophetic inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Therefore it is added, he knew not what he said. St. Peter knew not what he said, because by proposing to make three tabernacles for these three personages, he improperly ranked together the servants and their Lord, the creature and the Creator. It is as if the voice of the Father from the cloud is saying, I call him not one of my sons, but my true and natural son, to the resemblance of whom all others are adopted. So says St. Cyril. It is added, and when the voice was heard, Jesus was alone, lest anyone should imagine these words, This is my beloved son, were addressed to Moses or Elijah.